Over the years, I've just given up saying something is related to stress health-wise, clinically, and something isn't. I'm pretty sure that almost anything from worsening psoriasis, scalp, dandruff, down to athlete's foot, right? Everything can be impacted in some way by a stressful existence. And the reason is that it's sort of the cortisol and on hormone imbalances and so forth, right? It's actually got some basis to it. So I don't argue, you know, such and such has made my, you know, I've got more indigestion than I used to have, fine. You know, and I don't argue the point. These are markers, you know, of stress. So all sorts of things can be markers of stress. What to do about it? Rapid intervention means rapid intervention by the employer and the employee and the GP or whoever can do something within a few weeks, literally. So, you know, getting occupational health involved, getting something in the way of counselling, CBT, EAPs, whatever works, whatever you can have access, do something, right? Because sitting at home, you know, staring at the wall is not great for you. The only people in my clinical experience that you leave alone for a period of sort of 10 days or so are the people who've actually had what you guys call the nervous breakdown. Absolutely, somebody just went, you know, it's called the acute stress reaction, right? That's actually the one time that that person just needs to be left alone to sleep and to eat and do nothing else. The rest of the people who said, I'm far too sick to, you know, do anything, no, not really. You know, you want to contact them, keep in touch with them. And actually, this over the years, I find really, really useful. Don't come to work, I'm not fit for work. I can't possibly work here, tell you what, just come in and have a cup of tea. And it's phenomenally successful in getting an individual to re-engage with the department, with the office, with the shop floor. You know, he's not well, but he's come in for a cup of tea. It's all a bit positive, isn't it? And it's the first step to sort of rehab, re-engaging. Because the longer you're away from the workplace, the less likely you are to actually make it back, even if you improve.